My name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N. I am recording an interview with...
Becky, B-E-C-K-Y. Bettis, B-E-R-E-Z.
And where are you from, Becky?
Bishop, but I grew up in Keensville.
And who else am I interviewing with?
My granddaughter.
My name's Yana, Y-A-N-A.
Bettis.
Thank you both of y'all for taking part in this interview. The date is September 9th, 2023, and we're conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Keensville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. So let's go into our first question. What do tamales mean to you?
They're so good, and I like the chicken one most.
That was pork.
The pork and chicken, because it's they're so good. It just has a taste to it, like a squishy taste. I just so like it.
Oh, I see. Well, what type of tamales do you like, Becky?
I like the beef, and I like the ones with the beans with jalapenos.
I see. It's those very traditional flavors, the beans with the pork and the, you said chicken, right?
She thought it was chicken, but it was pork.
Oh, well, those pork and beans, they're always the best, those traditional ones, right? And so, do you have any special memories with tamales?
I do. With my family tradition, we grew up making tamales, for holidays, and that was our gifts during the holiday, making tamales and enjoying them with the whole family, making them with my brothers and sisters. It started as a little bit of tamales, but we ended up with many, many tamales, a little bit of masa, but it was a big old huge bowl. So that was our celebration for Christmas. And we enjoyed it like if it was our tradition gifts, for Christmas.
Thank you, Miss Becky. I understand that memory of spending time with your siblings and making tamales, and it just gets you closer together. Mm-hmm. What about you?
When my grandma's not at my mom's house, sometimes for lunch, me and my mom make tamales, and then...
You haven't made them, it's okay.
I know, it's been a long time. I'm going to tell her to make them today. I really want to start this new thing of her making tamales. And we can make them together. So then we can smell them and then taste them and then we have a kitty. So we'll lay down a bowl and then we'll eat all by each other. We'll put the bowl under the table so we can eat together. We can all eat together as a family.
Oh, I see. So you're having that, wanting to continue the tradition with your pet kitty also.
Yes. And his name is it fine? His name's Boo Boo.
Oh, Boo Boo?
Yes. That's his name. I really like the Jellystone a lot. It's a little bear. I loved him, so we went there before, actually.
Oh, I see.
Doing the tamales.
Well, it's nice to hear about other foods that you hold a tradition with. And I want to go to the next question. When you eat the tamales, how do you typically eat them?
I like to fry them.
Fry them?
They taste...
I take it out and then I put it back in. But I stick a little bit of piece out so I can eat it. But sometimes I just take it out and eat it. But I like it kind of hot and a little bit of cold.
Going back to you, Miss Becky, was your fried tamales, was it something that your parents or grandparents would do, or was it something that you started doing as a new tradition?
Because we used to eat it for breakfast with scrambled eggs. I don't know if you ever heard it. Mm-hmm. Scrambled egg and refried beans. And we always had beans at our house. And tamales were just like a gift during the holidays. You know, when I see tamales, it reminds me of Christmas. Getting that for the holidays. Making a lot of tamales because we were 8 of us.
I see. That special memory of those tamales and making enough where you're able to have it for like almost a week for, like you said, it was breakfast with your egg and beans.
Like it's, like, like wish you just had tamales that could stay tamales forever. It can stay the temperature forever. It can be whatever you like. Like, it can, whatever you like as a tamale, it can just stay forever. That tamale.
Yeah. I do wish there was a tamale that can stay forever. I want to go back to you, Miss Becky. What type of tools would you use when you make those tamales with your siblings?
The mocajete. I think that's what it's called, right? Mm-hmm. I see it out there. I look at it.
Is it the roll thing that you grind chicken with?
That you grind the meat?
Grind the meat? Oh, yeah. Sometimes you use it to grind it up?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what it's for.
I have no idea, actually.
So you would use that to grind the meat. What do you use, like a spoon to spread the masa, or what do you use your good old-fashioned hands?
The spoon.
I see. The spoon. Yeah.
I'll use the hands.
I've never heard about actually doing it with
fashion hands.
We were taught with a spoon, get it and put it.
I see, so you would use the spoons when you would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go to a kind of a fun question. So what's the most unusual type of filling you've seen in a tamale? I've heard of dessert tamales, I heard of one that's like a cake. I've heard of one that's like a strawberry filling inside of it.
Oh.
What's the most unusual for you?
You go first.
What do you know? I know that the corn, they actually make tamal. You know, it's, the masa is already of corn, but they make corn inside of it.
Okay. I see a corn tamale.
Uh-huh.
But thank you, Ms. Becky. What about you?
My mom really likes when I'm watching TV. She sees videos and then she like calls my name so she can like show me it, and I really like the videos that I just rent to her and I like see the videos. My mom said it was a tamale video of them making a tamale with strawberries.
Oh, I've never eaten sweet masa.
Me either.
I know another thing that we would do now that you said with the masa. I don't know if you ever heard that was what would we do with leftover masa. We made the gorditas. Like we would have a funny name for it though. I don't want to say it.
Say it.
No, it's.
Say it. I want to hear it.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
It's really cool to hear that.
We would just call it gorditas, but they. A chubby tortilla, but now they make a tostada. I don't know. Or some of them open it up and puff it up and make a. Yeah, they puff it up and make fill it up.
Oh, it's really cool to hear how about during this time when you make tamales, you wouldn't just make tamales. You would use the ingredients that you had with tamales to make other stuff, like you said, like the gordito.
Yeah, they put the pork, the marrano, the rinds, they would stick it in the masa. Because they're doing that now. They just started doing that with the pan de campo. And I had never heard of that. Instead of plain, you know pan de campo?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that sort of like the masa from the tamales. That's what they're doing.
Well, thank you, Ms. Becky. And thank you for... Jan, for taking part. And I have one more question to ask.
Okay.
I want to end with a really good one.
Okay.
Is there any particular person that you think of when you eat or make tamales? We'll start with Ms. Jan.
I think, but I don't, I think, so my mom had a friend, I think her name was Myla. We used to make tamales a lot with her. And then when I just buy a tamale, I just think of us making tamales in strawberry ways, cake ways, normal ways, chicken ways, like all kind of ways.
Well, to me, I think about my dad starting a little bit of tamales and you know, because how many tamales my mom would say, this is going to kill us. Because we're starting with a little bit of masa and end up with a big old bowl. And that's a lot of masa. So he just keeps on buying meat and meat and meat. And oh my God. Because I don't know if you heard, a lot of people make it from the deer. Even now. Deer meat.
I've never heard of a deer meat one.
Yeah,
before,
the deer meat. A lot of people make tamales out of the deer meat.
Thank you, Ms. Becky and Ms. Yon, for taking part in our interview today.
Uh-huh.